This is Stateside. I'm Max Johnston, filling in for April Bear. We're over a year into the coronavirus pandemic. Every single person in Michigan has been impacted by it. But the pandemic feels different in day-to-day life in communities across the state. Here to illustrate how the pandemic felt in the Upper Peninsula is state lawmaker Sarah Cambenzi. She represents the 109th District, including Marquette, in the State House of Representatives. Representative Cambenzi, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
When did this virus, this pandemic sort of hit home? I think we all had a moment where we realized what was going on. Looking back to when this started, what was that moment like for you?
You know, it was kind of this moment of anxiety and uncertainty. And, you know, I will say that in the Upper Peninsula, we took it very seriously. There was a complete shutdown at the start of, April, and everyone up here embraced that because we just didn't know a lot about the virus. But as you know, in rural Michigan, you know, only so much time goes by before, if you're a small business owner, you start to worry about how are you going to make ends meet and pay your bills. And it didn't take long before that set in the Upper Peninsula. And you also had anxiety about what is my financial future going to look like if I don't have revenue coming in and people coming to do business at my small business.
So can you describe last summer a bit for me? Because it was an interesting situation in the Upper Peninsula because there was sort of this tenuous balance between having a tourism season, but also fighting a pandemic. So can you just describe what that balance sort of looked and felt like last summer?
Like in most of rural America and certainly rural Michigan, we had a great team of people in the northern lower and certainly the Upper Peninsula that came together and said, we have to all work together to make sure we can have at least a partial reopening to get our businesses some of the revenue they need while keeping everyone safe. And we had economic groups, we had our hospitals, we had our universities and legislators at the table. And we went to the governor and said, you know, as long as we're not seeing that spike up here, can we really work together on, you know, a regional approach that'll keep everyone safe, but allow our businesses to survive. And we were successful with that. And, you know, we not only had record numbers and to the UP and certainly my district that covers Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore, but we also kept people safe. Our numbers were extremely low all throughout the summer. And so it's a sense of pride that we were able to protect people as well as help our small businesses.
In the late summer and into the fall, I remember reading reports about rural hospitals in the Upper Peninsula getting slammed with COVID cases. What did the peak of the pandemic mean for hospitals in the region and in your district?
You know, that was a scary time, I think, for everyone in the Upper Peninsula, because you always assume that that hospital that's in your local community and maybe only 45 minutes away or an hour away is always going to be there for you with, you know, the care and, you know, the capacity that you need. And, you know, that was probably the one thing that really made people realize that when we hit those numbers and when that occupancy wasn't available, people absolutely started to pull back again. We understood that we needed to shut down briefly. And that's really because we not only wanted to protect the workers, our nurses, our physicians, and everyone in the healthcare field, but we also wanted to make sure that if our neighbors who were elderly or needed that more than we did, you know, that we did everything we could to protect that healthcare system and our neighbors.
I want to talk about the communities in the Upper Peninsula and specifically how coronavirus affects these sort of smaller rural communities. I think these smaller areas, you know, it makes coronavirus and this illness feel a little more personal because these are smaller, tighter sort of areas. How does that affect the way the UP has responded to it? How does the coronavirus feel in these small communities where it has a big ripple if only one person gets sick?
Absolutely. I think, you know, whenever there's a funeral in a small town, there tends to be something that you can identify with or some way that you know that person. And that starts to become real a lot quicker maybe than it did in an urban area. So I think that you had, you know, a lot of people that said, oh gosh, you know, I know someone that passed away, or I know of someone in this family that had it and it was really bad. I think you saw a lot of heightened awareness up here when people could identify and actually say that, you know, someone they knew a week or two ago had it and now is no longer with us. I also think it worked the other way, where you had people that might have known someone, but they felt like they didn't know them that well, and they didn't make that personal connection. And you saw a lot of people step up in areas and kind of refuse to wear a mask. And so I think you had both effects up here, but overall, I think what I noticed is that generally people understood that if we do a small part, wear a mask and socially distance, we can help and protect each other. And the likelihood of knowing someone that has had COVID and passed away from it becomes a lot smaller.
So where is the region now? Cases have gone up where I'm at in northern lower Michigan. How are Upers faring right now against the coronavirus in this moment?
You know, I think we're doing good. We did see a big spike, like you said, in the fall. Through the governor's orders, we were able to slow that spread right down. And right after New Year's, you know, our numbers started to head down below the 6% infection rate, getting very close to the 1% where we know it's not really being transmittable. And I think that's why you saw a little bit more COVID fatigue up here. I think people were looking at the local numbers, you know, wanting to reopen and again, you know, help those small businesses, feeling pretty safe about it, knowing the vaccines were coming out, rather than doing an entire statewide approach that the governor kind of stood by in January and February. And, you know, I think right now everyone is feeling really good about it. I'm noticing people are being able to see through the clouds and get to the end of this.
You've been one of the few Democrats that's publicly called for a regional approach to the state's coronavirus response. What about the pandemic and how the people and places in your district have handled it that makes you think a regional approach to this would work?
You know, I think it worked so well for us in the summer. And again, you didn't have, you know, people from the UP coming in and visiting these tourist attractions and places. I mean, we had people from all over the state and country still coming here. And yes, a lot of them are outside a lot more, but we really think that we can, you know, put those protections in place and really manage them and work together. And that, you know, if I could say anything, it's the spirit of people in rural Michigan that really makes it a doable task. And we can do anything when we come together, as long as we, you know, work together and stay together, I think we'll be fine.
So how do you think Governor Whitmer has handled the pandemic overall? Obviously, you advocate for the regional approach, but overall, with her administration's response to the pandemic, how do you grade it?
You know, the polling we have seen lately is very low in northern Michigan. It's at about 27% approval rating. And that was pretty shocking to me, even though I've been a little more critical of not being allowed to go back to that regional approach. But I think what it shows, or what it kind of says and speaks to, is we are really close to those local health department officials, and we really rely on those people that we know. They might have been our doctor growing up, or in a medical practice that we went to, that we feel very comfortable trusting their numbers and what they tell us, you know, more than we do outsiders or even people in larger government at the state level. And I think that's why you're seeing people push back a little bit and not be as comfortable with what the governor is suggesting if our region's numbers actually say elsewise.
Is that opinion reflected in the progressives in your district, the people that, you know, may have likely voted for Governor Whitmer as well?
I think so. I think there are a lot of people that voted for her that are disappointed as well. And so I don't think it's a clear line to say that, you know, everyone that voted for her is certainly with her. I think some of them, you know, very moderates that kind of look at the common sense approach, they're the ones that are breaking away and saying, you know, I understand I want to be safe and I want everyone to, you know, keep me safe. But at the end of the day, if the science and the numbers in my region say this, you know, I want to be able to be open and to actually make some money and, you know, not feel like I'm going to lose everything in my business.
What about COVID-19 vaccinations, particularly in some of those smaller rural communities? How has vaccinating your constituents gone?
You know, there was a little, I think, anxiety and certainly frustration at first, because so many people again, have been waiting for these vaccines to get out so they can get vaccinated. And we had such a large number of people that wanted them at first. We just didn't have the supply. And it wasn't unique to the UP or rural Michigan. This was all over the state. We've seen that anxiety go away. Now that more people have it, I think you're watching, certainly those in our community, our seniors, get out more, go grocery shopping, and really start connecting with people that, you know, it's been almost a year where they lived kind of in solidarity and inside their homes. And so it's a great thing. And I think it's working extremely well. Once we got over the first couple of weeks, and everyone was kind of hoping, you know, that they were in that first group of people that would get that vaccine.
We've talked a lot about last summer and how that looked and felt. What about this upcoming summer? We're in an interesting position where more people are getting vaccinated, but some regions are seeing more COVID cases. What does this summer maybe look like right now in the Upper Peninsula? How do you feel about it?
You know, I think this summer is going to be another positive summer for all of our businesses and our communities. And I think with more people getting vaccinated, people are going to travel like they did last summer and, you know, get out there and enjoy the outdoors. So I feel very positive about it.
Sarah Cambenzi represents the Upper Peninsula's 109th district in the State House. Representative Cambenzi, thanks so much for joining.
Thank you, Max.